white guy.
There's not even, there's no words to express just how bad this song by The Offspring is. There just aren't words.
But this is a good band in general.
So they're huge. They're a huge band. I've never liked them. This is the, this, like, you play an Offspring song and I feel the same way about all of them pretty much. Listen to this. God. All right, turn it on.
I think these make me angry. What,
like,
was very compelling about that segment, listening as I was driving in.
Hi, Ben.
Hi, good morning, everybody.
It's Ben.
Is that I guarantee that almost everybody listening at least once goes, wait, wait, not that one.
I like that one. 100%. Like, Pauly did it to me. I was like, wait, no.
Oh, yeah. I think this song's terrible. I like Sheryl Crow.
See, I love this song. It makes me in a happy mood. Makes me in a good, I want to soak up the sun. Oh, yeah. I'm in my Mustang convertible, driving down the 101. Just
awful.
My hair blowing in the breeze. On my way to the golf course.
So I'm stuck here watching TV. No.
Oh, yeah. Fantastic. This makes me feel good.
I don't have digital.
I love
Listen
her.
To this great lyric.
I don't have diddly squat. All right. That is. Sometimes you get stuck on a line, Paul, and you just make something up off the top of your head. It happens to the best of us.
I don't have diddly squat.
Well, good morning, Ben and Woods. We are back. Ben is here. We got a lot of things to get to. I was asked for an update on our current marital situation. The marriage is great, stronger than ever. That being said,
yesterday, if you were listening, you might have wondered whether things were hanging by a thread in the Woods household.
Fantastic. It took a weird turn yesterday. My wife does the, I told Pauly, I told you guys about the calendar invites, okay? And she sent me she deleted my invite to Bocce Bus next Friday. Because I said, babe, you don't book stuff on Fridays because I have a standing appointment. I play golf with the Bogey Brotherhood. And she goes, well, this is a big day for me. So then I got home and I started thinking, I go, fine, I'll go with you to the Bocce Bus. She goes, no, you're not invited. And I said, oh, so now you're banning me. And she said, well, I'm probably not going to hit my goal weight by then anyway, so let's just do it at another time. I'm like, all that hubbub for nothing. If you're not going to hit your goal weight, then yeah, you don't want to go celebrate. And I said, so the next time you do it, just don't book it on a Friday. And she goes, oh, I'm booking it on a Friday. So not literally nothing has changed.
Yet everything is fine.
And everything's fine. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I tried to get some last night, but she said no. She shut me down on that. She said maybe tomorrow. So we'll have that to look forward to.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Today is tomorrow.
Today is tomorrow.
Friday,
now,
in fact.
That leads me into this question that I have for my co-host, Ben Higgins. Your wife, Shelley, posted a picture.
It's Ben.
Of you working on the computer last night.
Right.
Okay, which is not... That's not weird.
No, I work at night. It's very common to see me working on my computer.
Were you working in the bathtub?
What makes you say that?
Well, the fact that there's a reflection, and I can see you don't have a shirt on. There's tile behind you, and it looks like a bathroom. So you were nude in the bathtub with your wife working on your computer. I've literally seen it all now.
Yes.
What were you doing?
Taking a bath with my wife while, unfortunately, having to get ready for the 11 o'clock news.
Oh.
So,
what time was this bath at?
This was like 9:13. Yeah, 9 p.m. that we were, she said, it's just very sore. She had a workout. I said, how about a bath? She said, you want to join me? I play a couple of hands of bathtub gin.
You're
and then
a sex maniac.
I said, yes, but.
I can't play gin.
I don't have a lot of time because I'm getting ready for the Aztec game was over. I had to start cutting highlights and
so this
working
was,
on my 11, so I'm going to have to bring my laptop up. She said, that's fine. Just, you know.
So this is like it's a compromise. Yes, I'll take a nude bath with you, but I need to be taking my notes from the Aztecs game with me.
Right.
God.
This is what COVID hath wrought, because past, I'd just be sitting at my desk at Channel 10. But now that I work from home most days, we can also combine a little together time with my work time.
It's going to be hard for you to go back to a desk as much time as you've been spending
You're certainly not going to approve of that sort of working situation.
In your bathtub.
In the studio. think they won't let me install my bathtub there in the newsroom.
You should do live shots from your bathtub. You don't have that would be the greatest. You want ratings? There's your ratings.
I wonder if there's a grown man on the planet that takes more baths than
I don't think so.
I'm all for the occasional, like once a year we'll stay at a hotel that has like a really nice, the deep soaking tub that, you know, can fit a 6'4" person. Yeah, I'll take a soak.
Well, we upgraded our bath this last year to, you know, include that nice big tub that fits two people, nice and comfy and deep, and we take advantage of it when we can.
Very sexual.
It's really very platonic. Bath.
Platonic with your wife. You're nude with your wife in a bathtub.
And I'm working. I'm also working at the same time.
It's amazing. All right, let's hit the phones. We got Everyday Chris, as usual, on the line. Good morning, Chris. How are you, buddy?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Hey, Ben, we got to get you a top hat. Then you can just get in the tub like Arthur, Dudley Moore.
It's a 60-year-old reference, but yeah.
I think we've had this discussion before. Dudley Moore was a movie star. Things have changed a lot in the last 50 years.
That's true. If I really thought about it, I could challenge you with... I mean, he had no business being a movie star, though. You're right. You're right.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
So you guys mentioned what is the worst song from an epic band.
Yeah.
Which is cool. So let's kind of put a little spin on it. What about the worst song from an epic movie? I got three right off the bat. You saw my Twitter, A Beauty School Dropout by Frankie Avalon.
Terrible.
And there's also Sandy by John Travolta in the same movie. And then what about that one from The Karate Kid where, I don't know what, you're the best around.
That song rules.
I love that song. Chris,
yeah. I love that song. I love a good movie song.
I have no idea who that's by.
No idea. No, I don't think anybody
does.
Movie. You're the best around. The
Survivor,
80s.
Isn't it? No. That's Eye of the Tiger.
The 80s had really bad movies and songs, or bad songs in movies.
Joe Esposito.
Oh, okay. I'm here for all of it. I love all the Rocky songs. There's no easy way out. I love all of those, man. All of those. It's hard to find a bad 80s movie song because they all serve their purpose.
They were very just, it was important.
It was important.
Like, it was the fabric of the movie required a somewhat cheesy song that you'll never get out of your head in the next 40 years.
And they never let us down. Never let us down in the 80s. Any more callers?
No more callers on the line right now, but that's okay because it is almost time for our best of the week.
Yes, you know what you're going to get.
Interview on Tuesday morning. We chatted with the sweet prince himself, Fernando Tatis Jr., right after he signed his 14-year, $340 million contract extension. Got to relive that. What a great moment in show history. That was Fernando Tatis Jr. next with Bennett Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.